Hare Krishna. Is it maybe possible to put a little bit more volume on the microphone? Oops. So Hare Krishna, I feel very, very happy that you are there, and in a way honored, because we will be entering together an experience. This Japa workshop is designed in such a way that it is teaching, hopefully teaching some very valid points of Japa by giving you a certain experience. I want to tell you how I came to give this Japa workshop. It has been given all over Europe now, and wherever I go, even in Mumbai, I have been traveling from place to place and given this workshop. Now, the reason behind this workshop is actually a very personal reason. Quite some time ago, maybe 8 years ago, I could say, I tried to find out what actually, or at which point do I actually have to start to get very serious in order to improve my spiritual life and make it into an ecstatic and happy experience. And at which time does Krishna consciousness really begin to work, and all these wonderful promises begin to fulfill themselves? Prabhupada once said, Krishna consciousness means above the clouds. And he referred to a state of consciousness where we are no longer influenced by the ordinary ups and downs of worldly life. And in my research, where I even leaned a little bit out of the window of our tradition to see how can I get a deep spiritual experience, I came back to the basic formula of Krishna consciousness, that Krishna is in his holy name and in his kindness. He has appeared as what we call the Naam Avatar, and the most merciful of all of Krishna's appearances. And so it became clear that the most, let me say, valid point in Krishna consciousness is the point where Krishna is really present, is in his holy name. This seemed to be also the particular emphasis which Srila Prabhupada, in his presentation of Krishna consciousness to us, made. Once I understood that I have to concentrate on the holy name, I saw Prabhupada's books in a totally new way, and read them in a new way. In fact, I found out that in every chapter, in every, let us say, third or fifth page of his writings, he will highlight the chanting of the holy name as something very special, as something which is essential in his teachings. Now, being having the unfortunate sociological background which I have, I was born in Germany, I decided to go to try to go deeply into this and began to do what is known as a Naam Vrata. That is, once in a year I always go totally away from everything and my numerous duties, and I just sit down and chant from morning till evening the holy names. I must admit to you that I'm not a very good chanter. My mind is extremely restless and creative. When I sit down and chant Hare Krishna, I begin to notice just how easily the mind goes away from the chanting. I became even desperate in my own life to see how just the mind seems to be so unwilling to concentrate. I remember doing one Namvrata, that is when I started to do it. I lived during that time at the Govardhan Palace. Tamakrishna Maharaj was my neighbor, and we both of us stayed totally away from everything. That was when it was still inhabited by a gang of monkeys, and we had to negotiate our boundaries. You know, this is now our kitchen. Please respect this. At that time, I had a particularly interesting experience which began to set me on a certain spiritual path which I'm now able to share. I went to Govardhan and chanted from morning till evening, and all of a sudden in the evening, on the noon time, I began to see between my closed eyes pictures of a particular disturbing long playing album where women who are not dressed correctly were there. Then I opened my eyes and saw 300 monkey couples engaging in the act of procreation just around me. And then I heard a song of a previously familiar musical entertainment group, rock and roll group, setting up their sound equipment in Braj, and beginning to play the opening lines of A Whole Lot of Love. I became really very honest at that time and thought, whoop, this is you. You have so many unfortunate sanskaras, and your mind, which is now supposed to listen to the chanting of the holy name, is just fighting against it and producing wild images before you, which cannot be true, because there cannot be Raj is not known for a steady electrical current which is required to play a concert and so on. It was an illusion, it was Maya. This experience really propelled me to try to dive deeply into the practice of the chanting of the holy name and offer tips which can help one effectively to concentrate his mind and enter into the experience of Nam Japa. So these tips, I made very clear that these tips are in concern or in concert with Srila Prabhupada's exalted teachings, so that I could share them with our devotees, and I could I could also find the inner satisfaction of being on Srila Prabhupada's road, really. This evening I will present this three very effective techniques to you, which can make a whole lot of difference in your chanting of the holy names. I request you to be very kind and charitable to me this evening. It is something that I feel very tender about. Tender is maybe not the right word. I want to express it's very personal, of great personal importance, and I really pray to Krishna already the whole day. At least when there's time. I mean, it's not so much time when I'm in Alachua as a preacher, but I pray that this will be a wonderful experience and a mind-opening experience for you. So, this said, so that you know where I come from, I want to start now. I'm very, very happy, and this happiness makes me a little nervous to talk in front of Jayadvaita Maharaj and Ambarish Prabhu and Kalakanta Prabhus and all of you, and I'm even more excited because I know that there is a world of radio listeners. Here.
So Hare Krishna.
The radio audience. Please stay with us, and if you have not yet gotten your Japa Mala, please get your Japa Mala, and what will help you very much is what the devotees see now before them. The Hare Krishna mantra written down. You should get like a mantra card or something in your house. And if you don't have such a thing, please write down with your hand the Hare Krishna mantra in clear writing, because you will need it to participate in the Japa workshop. Our devotees here have it from Lakshmi Moni's Gurukul, a very nice and brilliant golden sign. Good, so we will start by chanting just Jaya Radha Madhava briefly, and then go. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Varadhari. Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janarandana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janarandana. Yamuna Tiravana Jari. Yamuna Tiravana Jari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Hare Krishna, we are ready now to dive deeply into our Japa workshop. This morning in the text which we read, Srila Prabhupada explained that the reason why a chanter of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra does not feel the ecstasy of love of Krishna is because he will most properly chant with offenses. The 10 offenses are actually prescriptions whereby which we regulate our life in such a way that we will be able to focus our mind on Krishna. They are not just things to be observed while one is engaged in the process of chanting, but they are life regulations. For instance, they tell us in a positive way that we must respect Krishna's devotees and serve them, that we must hold Lord Krishna first and foremost in our life, that we should follow lovingly our spiritual master and the Vedic scriptures, and so on. They are really life's regulations. There is, however, one particular rule which has to be observed while chanting, especially while chanting. And as we look at this rule, we will find out that if we are able to follow this rule, the 10 offenses will dwindle almost like a tree whose roots are cut. Yes, the 10 offenses have a certain root, which is sometimes referred to as the 11th offense, or which devotees refer to. It is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. It may be difficult for a devotee who has not yet made deep spiritual experiences to discard of the 10 offenses. For instance, the 10th offense is to remain still attached to the material world. It is difficult to give up the attachments. However, if a devotee begins to work on the on his inattention while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, he will be able to give up the other obstacles, including his attachment to the world, which is very hard to overcome. Today, therefore, in our Japa workshop, we will concentrate on only this one item. That is, we will try to develop full concentration in the chanting of the holy name. It will be really a very, very meditative workshop, where our keyword is concentration. Srila Prabhupada, in one very interesting purport in the Srimad Bhagavatam, says, why it is so difficult to pay full attention when chanting the holy name. He says, it is because we are not pure in mind. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. Like I was the classical example, as I was trying to chant, I saw the cover of a record album, which was indicative of certain material attachments. No one can be pure in mind who's not pure in action. No one can be pure in his action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. For those of you who like to pick up this quote and read it again in their own private studies in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter, text 44. In other words, this verse says why we cannot pay rapt attention. It is because of an impure mind, and I think we don't have to cover our faces in shame. Material existence means to be not a pure soul, but a diverted soul with so many things in the mind, not only from this, but from previous lifetimes. Another reason why it is so difficult to concentrate is a purely psychological reason, which will make you smile at your mind. See, whenever the mind hears the same thing all over again, there is a protective switch which goes in the off position. Check. For instance, my gracious host lives near American Trail, train trail, they call it train track, and three times a night the train comes. And, it really sounds as if a monster is in full attack. It goes. But he told me, and I know this as a son of a director of the German railway, the mind, after you know, I have heard this a few times, switches off and does not even notice that there is a train. This happens also in the Grihastha ashram. When the man comes home in the evening, the Mataji has an intense need to tell her husband what happened during the day, both the pleasurable and the unpleasurable events. Now the husband has another need. He was in the office all day and he wishes to read Time magazine. So he comes home. I'm speaking of a non-devotional marriage, to be polite. So he comes home and reads, and his wife goes, "And do you know what the neighbor said?" And he goes, and reads about the speech of a politician, and the cat, and my son, and he says, and reads about nice places to make holidays, and so on. In other words, he hears something, but his mind has switched off to concentrate on something else. This protective function of the mind, unfortunately, works also when we chant or when we go into the Bhagavatam class. We hear the same thing all over again, at least we think, our mind thinks this, and as a result it switches off so that we cannot hear properly. This is an unfortunate thing, and therefore to speak today on concentration as a very important item of chanting, and in fact as the means to overcome all the other blockages for a wonderful experience in Krishna consciousness with the Mahamantra, is very timely and very relevant. Please also do not feel ashamed or bad that it's difficult to concentrate. Everyone has this difficulty who has a mind. You are not alone in this. But it can be addressed by powerful spiritual practices, which we will try to do, and you can cure this. It is sad to say, but we have to say, some of the devotees have given up on the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and only do it really out of a sense of duty. And some have even given up that duty because they feel they can't get anywhere with the chanting. They do not have an experience which makes the chanting the most rewarding experience which we can have as devotees. And it is mainly or partly due to the fact that they could not learn the art of traktataka meditation. What is Trataka meditation? Trataka meditation is a yogic meditation whereby the yogi concentrates his mind on an object. It is a problem, and we have found it. Would be nice if it works. In yoga meditation, you actually do it on a candle, on a burning light of the fire. And as you put your mind just on this object and nothing else, after some time, a very intense sense of concentration happens. In Ayurveda, you also do this. You learn when your mind is all over the place, you just paint a dot on a piece of card and you look at it, you stare at it, and it gets your mind concentrated. I usually do it when I have to preach to 50 people a day. Then I say at one stage, when it gets just too much, I have to go to the bathroom. And then I take in the bathroom my point out and go like, stare. And after only 30 seconds, my mind is fresh and zoop, I can go back and even smile. This is something yogic, and I could tell you a few things which are done with this meditation. Yes, I would like to tell you something so as to really get you fired up for this practice. Once there was a yogi who told to his disciple, I want to teach you the Trataka meditation, but first of all, go to the court and find someone who is in prison for unjust reasons. This is very easy to find in India, where the rich person who does something gives money and then an innocent person is put into the prison. Find someone. He came back, his disciple, and said, I found someone. Have you also found out when he will be judged? And the disciple said, I have to go again, and came back with a date. And he said, then the yogi said, so now take down a dictation. I will tell you now what the judge will say on the day of speaking his judgment about this poor man. I will note it down. And he dictated the person, his disciple, a judgment, saying that Mr. Kulkarni is an innocent person. He is not found to have stolen what everyone steals in India, the mangoes, and so on. And his disciple took down the dictation, and he said, but here you have said it in an awkward way. And the yogi said, yes, this is how the judge will say it. And here you have omitted a dot, a point. Yes, this is how the judge will say it. The disciple was highly inquisitive. After 14 days he went, and he heard the judge pronounce the same judgment as he had taken note. Later he asked the yogi, how to explain this? The yogi said, I simply applied this technique. My mind has become very concentrated, and I interfered with the mind or the process of the of the judge, and I told him how to pronounce the judgment, and now this is what he did. How did you do it? Well, this is what I want to teach you, the art of concentration in the mind. So I will not teach you how to get in the mind of the temple president or how to influence someone to become a devotee or whatever. I will just teach you how to concentrate your mind on the chanting and make a very nice experience. Trataka is also applied in the japa meditation, where we concentrate our mind not on a candle flame, although it is also available during this japa workshop, but on the words of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We will chant together, and what we will do during this first exercise is we will chant while looking intently with our full attention on the different words of the mantra. In other words, as we say Hare, we will look at Hare. When we move on to Krishna, we will look at Krishna. We will look at nothing else than the names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Srila Prabhupada, this was introduced in our tradition with mantra cards in the early beginning. It's a very ancient tradition. It is said that Virachandra, the son of Lord Nityananda, worshipped the holy name in the form of a stone in which the different names were engraved. And Gokishodas Babaji dictated a letter about this technique to his disciples. He said, while you chant, only look at the names of the Hare Krishna mantra. You will see how Radha and Krishna and their parikas, that is associates, will come out of the letter. I cannot promise that you will see this today, but as you advance, as you progress in this technique, you might do this. So, one thing about the language of this workshop, whenever I give you this sign, it means your exercise starts, and when I give you this sign, at the end of an exercise, it means you should please end. We will all chant in unison, in one voice, so to say, we will try to just look at the names and nothing else. Hare Krishna. No, see, we cannot hear very good. Only one fraction of a second before I explain to you, when this sign comes, the exercise starts. But by the way, you are not the every audience does this wrong, because we are the inhabitants of the lands of our old habits. When someone starts Hare Krishna, we immediately go Hare Krishna. This is how our mind, this is one other sign how our mind is conditioned. So I will now say it again. I will now chant obviously alone if I don't give this sign. It's for you to just hear the speed of the chanting. I have to also look. I've written it down here, the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. I'm looking now at Rama, by the way. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Very good. Thank you very much. Just a word. And whenever your mind wanders away during this japa workshop from the exercises, please pull it back immediately as you notice it to the particular exercise. Sometimes when I do this, the devotees space out and then they don't get enough from the exercises. Please really do what you asked to do. You will see at the end that a whole a very interesting difference takes place in your chanting. Now, we can look at the Maha Mantra as you have most properly done during this exercise, but our mind can be still somewhere else. In fact, you can do many exercises, but as the mind is such a, is so habited, habituated to its own life, it can leave you and not be present with you. So, therefore, what we will learn now in the next exercise is we will try to see the different names of the Maha Mantra in our mind's eye. This gets now a little bit intense, this exercise, but you will get great benefit. See, there is no benefit in your, there's not, it's wrong to say no benefit, but there is not so much benefit in your spiritual practice when you just do the things with your senses, but the king of the senses, the guide of all the other senses, that is the mind, is somewhere else. Very many casualties happen in spiritual life when you do it mindlessly, without the mind being active. And now, therefore, I would request you now to activate your mind a little bit by a simple visualization exercise. The exercise which we will do now, if it is too difficult for you to visualize, it is perfectly alright if you open the eyes for a moment and see, do what I have, what I requested you to do in the visualization in the mind with closed eyes. You can do that also by looking at the Maha Mantra. Some of us are not so trained in these internal contemplative exercises and they will have difficulties. Doesn't matter at all. You can do it with your eyes also. But I want to request you now to kindly close, sit properly, as Prabhupada said, this is how it starts. It said when you have your spine erect, the yoga teachings tell us it's easier to concentrate. So sit properly. Also in the chair, it's all right. It's good to sit on a chair. Sit erect, please. And close your eyes when you feel comfortable. And now kindly try to see in your mind's eye Hari. To help us see Hari, we can imagine we stand before a white wall and we write down with a very nice black brush Hari in big letters. Please do the H. Please write down the A. See the A. The R. and the E. In your mind's eye, imagine you're moving a little bit back and see Hare, the name you have just written. If no image comes, you can open your eyes and look at the Hare in our nice mantra sign, with red and yellow, and then close your eyes again to see if you can see Hare. Hare. We move on now to Krishna. With big letters, you can write them as big as you are tall or small. Please write down the K. Now the R. Now the I. Please write down the S. H, the N, and the A. Now try to see the whole name Krishna. Please concentrate your mind a little harder. You are a little lazy with your mind concentration. You can feel the energy in the room. Krishna. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't see anything, try to concentrate the mind, please. Krishna. Now we go to the most simple of the names, simple to concentrate, Rama. Please see the R. You can write the R down if it is easier for you. The A. The M. And the A. Thank you very, very much. Please open your eyes. Now, we will do the next exercise where we will try to visualize the names as we say them. When you chant Hare, you will try to visualize Hare, and when you are with Krishna, the name Krishna, and so on and so forth. I make it very, because I'm a very visual man, it's easy for me that the names go on almost like neon signs in the big city, in a big city. Shup, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And but if you are not such a visual person, which is after all only a conditioning, it's not good to be visual or not bad, then please open your eyes in between and go to the first exercise. The idea here is not to become a successful visualizer. The idea is to work with our mind and tell it what he should do instead of being told by the mind what we should think. It is an exercise by which we want to create mental muscles, the muscles of concentration. Huh? Most properly, if I would ask any one of you to make 20 push-ups, you would do maybe 2.5 if you are not trained, because your muscles are not trained. So if I ask someone to concentrate, if he has not learned to concentrate his mind by telling him what to do and directing the mind, then it will be difficult. So these are exercises which are valuable in as far as they are